Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Do you ever see people pleasers and wonder when they'll say no or place boundaries? In the past, I was a people pleaser. I put others' needs in front of mine to make them happy, and I would always say yes, especially to my family. They would ask me for help with translating, filling out papers, making phone calls, and things in English. I would always say yes without asking anything in exchange, and I would put their needs first and my priorities last. I never really realized how long I was this way. I always thought of it as, if I can help them, why shouldn't I? Or, they need my help more and I can't say no. One day, my aunt asked me to help with an appointment where I would have to miss a day of school. I had an important assignment to do and I had to be at school, so I said sorry. I couldn't, but she didn't understand and got mad that I didn't want to help her. Another time, it happened with someone else and they decided to call me out in front of my family. This time, I told them that I have to put my needs first and not theirs. Since then, I haven't put other people's needs before mine, even if it means that they get mad. My family members have learned, and now when they ask for my help, they always ask if I have time, and they always offer to give me something in return. Even though I don't always accept them paying me, it feels nice that they value the time I take out of my day. This experience has taught me to put myself first and value myself more. I'm now someone who says no more and knows when to place boundaries if someone is taking advantage of my kindness. With a perspective, I am Angelica Carrillo.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.